And now we reward people for a lifetime of accomplishment with a few minutes of awkwardness. Huey Lewis in the News was unique among the big-time bands of the 1980s in that they did not suck. The band is re-releasing their iconic album, Sports, in honor of its 30th anniversary. We are delighted to have Huey Lewis join us now. Huey, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. So Huey Lewis in the News, which was the band you had that went big in the 80s, was not your first band, right? You were a working musician for a long time before you hit it big.
Right, yeah, I was in several bands before that. No, that was the first band that ever made a paycheck, though.
Really? So you were like, you had a band called, what was it called, Clover?
We had a band called Clover, and we made two records, lived in England, and disbanded.
And where did the band name come from, Huey Lewis and the News?
Well, we were originally called Huey Lewis and the American Express, but on the eve of the release of our first record, our record label, Chrysalis Records, was afraid that we'd be sued by American Express. So we had 24 hours to come up with a new name.
And wait a minute. So you had a band name, Huey Lewis and the American Express.
Yeah.
And nobody said to them, nobody said to themselves all during that period, as you were recording the record and producing it and, you know, getting ready to put it out, nobody said, American Express, where have I heard that before?
But nobody thought there'd be a problem. I mean,
Why didn't you guys sue them?
It was illegal.
Where did you come up with the News?
We literally had 24 hours, and that's all we could come up with. The Rolling Stones were taken.
Yes, that's true.
You know, what were we going to do?
Yeah. Mormon Tabernacle Choir, gone.
Gone.
Yeah.
Gay Men's Choir.
Yeah, absolutely. I love the name Huey Lewis in the News. I like it much better than American Express, actually.
Okay.
Maybe that's because when I hear American Express, I think, uh-oh.
Your music was so much fun, and listening to it now, it doesn't sound dated to me. It still sounds like great, boppy, fun rock and roll, which I was bopping around to back then, and I started bopping again.
Well, we were sort of anachronistic even then, in that, you know, our songs do follow that tried and true American popular music formula, like four bars or eight bars, verse, chorus, bridge, verse, chorus. And we were trying to write sort of stuff that would endure, whether, you know, that was the object, as it were.
Right.
I certainly think you nailed it. I love Huey Lewis in the News. I was so excited to hear you were going to be here.
So sweet. Those are excellent musical things.
It is funny, with you on the show and with Paula and Bobcat, it's like the 80s all over again.
That's right, yeah.
Now, what was the rumor? Maybe it was wrong, but the My Aim Is True album, were some of you musicians involved in that?
This is Elvis Costello's debut in like 78.
Bobcat knows his stuff.
He does.
I guess.
So your band played in Elvis Costello's first record.
The rhythm section. Four of the six Clovers backed Elvis up on My Aim Is True.
Yeah, but you did not.
I did not. Elvis told me, he said, I got a couple songs you can play on, and we're going to be here for 2 weeks. So Alex, the lead singer, and I took 2 weeks off and went to Amsterdam.
Right.
And watched movies. And we watched movies in Amsterdam.
That's all you did. I grew up a big Elvis Costello fan, and I always loved the trivia that, you know, Huey Lewis plays the harmonica on Elvis's debut record. And it didn't occur to me until quite recently that there is no harmonica on Elvis Costello's record.
But the harmonica that is not on Elvis Costello's record is played by me.
That's exciting.
That is so great.
Yeah.
And we understand you're an enthusiastic fly fisherman.
I am.
Right. And you have a place in Montana and you go and you fly fish?
Where I'm talking to you now.
Now, did that have anything to do with your role in Shortcuts?
That's very interesting. Because
I'm not just pretty, Huey.
So hold on, back up. Shortcuts is the Robert Altman movie.
No, because the interview or the, you know, I never read for the part or anything. He asked me, Bob Altman took a meeting. He said, you live in Montana, right? He said, yeah. He says, you know how to fly fish? He said, sure, of course, I fly fish all the time. He said, okay, well, let me ask you a question. He says, you go up into a lake, and you plan this fly fishing trip forever. And you get up there, and it takes you all day to get up there, and you get up there just at dark, and the fish are biting like crazy, and you go to take a leak over here, and there is a dead body. What are you going to do? I said, what do you mean? And the fish are rising like crazy. I said, well, I suppose you're going to fish. He said, you got the job.
Really?
I have to ask you about something that I loved when I was a teenager. We Are the World. Can you can you talk about that day? I mean, were you guys standing at craft services with, you know, like Bruce Springsteen's on your right and Diana Ross is on your left? What was it like?
It was amazing. I mean, well, I'm talking to Willie Nelson about golf. And Bob Dylan overhears that, are you guys talking about golf? He says, yeah. And Willie says, yeah, we put the clubs on the bus. And Bob says, man, that's outrageous. He says, that's outrageous. I said, no, Bob, Nashville skyline was outrageous. This is just golf.
In that room, were there, like, cool kids and not cool kids?
No, but Paul Simon said, it's probably not nice to say. I don't know. Paul Simon said, if a bomb drops on this place, John Denver's back on top.
That. Oh. Bridge over troubled water, indeed, Mr. Simon.
Wow.
I can't believe that you're there talking to Willie Nelson, and you talked about golf.
Honestly.
Oh, really? Well, Ray Charles is playing the piano, and I'm listening to him play piano, like, it's fantastic. And he goes, remember this one, Q? He says to Quincy, and Quincy looks at me and says, he says, yeah, Ray, Lionel wasn't even born when we recorded that song.
Wow. Now, I thought you were going to say, Ray Charles looked at me and said, you play golf? And then,
yeah.
And I thought, geez, that man was amazing.
Ray could do it all.
No, Ray Charles looked at me and said, I'm a four.
Yeah. Well, Huey Lewis, we are delighted to talk to you. We've asked you here to play a game that this time we're calling...
You call yourself a newsman?
Your band, Huey Lewis and the News.
Okay.
Oh, so right, but what about when the news is wrong? We're going to ask you three questions about interesting journalistic mistakes. Answer two right, and you'll win our prize for one of our listeners. Carl, who is Huey Lewis playing for?
Huey is playing for Renee Fullerton of Cranston, Rhode Island.
Are you ready to play? Here is...
I'm ready.
You're ready. Here's your first question. The Valley News in New Hampshire published an apology from the editor after a misspelling on the front page. Was it A banner headline in November promised hard-hitting erection coverage? B, they misspelled the name of their newspaper. Or C, they mislabeled page one as page H.
I'm gonna hope it's the erection. Gonna hope it's number one.
So many men of our generation do, Huey.
Yeah.
No, it was the name of the newspaper. Turns out there's only one S in Valley News.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
They said they felt silly. Oh, you have two more chances here. NBC News 10 in Rhode Island lets parents send in their kids' birthdays and then shows the names on TV. Which of these names went up last year? A 1-year-old named NBC News 10 Sucks. B, a 1-year-old named iJazz Fathead. Or C, a 1-year-old named Insert Baby Name Here.
Well, that's tough. Logic doesn't work there, does it?
No, not much.
Let's see. How about two?
iJazz Fathead? Is that the one you're picking?
Yeah,
that's the one.
Yeah.
Oh. All right. iJazz Fathead.
Point.
And you know, the TV station felt bad. Imagine how the kid felt going through life with that name. It's
exactly.
Terrible. Last question. One day earlier this year, a headline in Harrisburg, PA's Patriot News read, A, headline will go here, blah, 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 blah. B, don't bother reading this column seriously. I did. I regret it. Or C, typesetters are way underpaid.
I'm going to say two.
You're going to go, don't bother reading
this. Don't bother me. Don't bother. Yep.
I mean, so somebody sort of put in the headline above a column, don't bother this. It's awful. Just don't read it.
Right.
That's your choice.
No, that's not my choice.
Yeah, that'd be a terrible choice.
I think three is my choice.
Typesetters are way underpaid.
Exactly.
You know, when I was a kid and watching MTV, I was so happy when one of your videos came on and not say
now,
Vanilla Ice.
A lot of your videos were number...
Yes.
One would be a good choice. Yeah, one would be a good choice.
Is that your choice?
Yeah, no, I really wanted to pick one all along.
I understand that. Well, you'd be right. The headline said, headline, we'll go here. Blah, 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 blah. Carl, how did Huey Lewis do in our quiz?
Huey had two correct answers, Peter. So he wins for Renee Fullerton. Congratulations.
Well done.
Boy.
Thank you so much. I got to ask you one last thing before we let you go.
Mm-hmm.
In the movie American Psycho,
right,
with Christian Bale, there is a scene in which Christian Bale's character gives a remarkably detailed and enthusiastic description of how wonderful your music is.
I know.
Right before he kills somebody with an axe.
Well, just because he has excellent musical taste.
Really?
Doesn't mean he's well-adjusted, okay?
That's true. When you first... Well, first of all, did they call you up and they say, okay, we want to use one of your songs, and this is what we're going to use it for?
Yeah.
And you said...
I said, sure.
Absolutely. Because you didn't mind the fact that this psychopathic murderer was going to be depicted
no,
as being...
No, I dig it. I still dig the film. I think it's a good film.
It's a great film.
Yeah.
But
who cares if they're psycho murderers?
Exactly.
They still buy records.
Huey Lewis, the news album Sports, is being re-released for its 30th anniversary. Huey Lewis, thank you so much.
Thank you.
For all the music, and thanks for joining us on Network.com.
Bye-bye.